come in and come closer. Come closer.
To the fire. Come close to the fire. We call this our caves. Sometimes we feel that we come here in refuge from the limited world or the limited way of thinking, which is, we're not putting it on someone else, it's really in ourself, but we leave it at the door. And so when we come in, we breathe a breath of freshness, of spiritual vivification and renewal, and a sense of spiritual freedom that life is truly in Allah's merciful hand, and the current of life can take us anywhere and by surprise on spiritual journey. And the zikr which you're about to experience is a magnificent spiritual journey that has taken form throughout, you could say, the whole of human history, but in particular in this tradition over 1400 years. And it has been enriched through the generations of Sufi saints who have brought and contributed their own divine light to it. And our peer, Hazreti Pir Nuruddin Jarahi, may his spirit be sanctified, his soul be sanctified, was actually given. He didn't create it himself, it was given to him, a great plurality of forms of worship for this particular ceremony called the zikr, ceremony of remembrance, divine remembrance. So it's like almost like a language, or it's a sacred journey that we take, really. And so I'm so happy that we're all together here in this beautiful nucleus, a cell within the great city of New York. And this single cell can enlighten all the world. One cell of light. And this is how it works. Transmits, light transmits and transforms, transfigures. Alhamdulillah. So I feel we're already in a state of zikr, but it's good just to take a moment. We'll just, a moment of silence where we close our eyes and feel ourselves deepening. Feeling the grace descend and the grace resplend and expand from our hearts, the grace reveal itself. Until we're completely immersed in grace. And this is their zikr. What we're hearing outside it's a beautiful zikr also. It's their zikr. Everything is zikr in this universe.